It's time to feel better with help from Dr. Suzanne Bennett. Allergies, nutrition, ultimate wellness, all discussed right here, right now. It's Wellness for Life Radio on Radio MD. Here's your host, Dr. Suzanne.
In my number one best-selling book, Mighty Mito, I list 20 essential nutrients necessary to enhance mitochondrial function for more energy, laser-sharp mental focus, and a powerful, vibrant body. Now, the number one supplement I recommend is a multivitamin and mineral, just as a basic formula to ensure that you get your daily dose of nutrients for your Mighty Mitos and body. Now, my next guest is also a big believer in a daily multi. Now, he states that research shows taking a well-balanced multivitamin throughout your lifespan helps fill in nutritional gaps in your diet. Let's welcome anti-aging expert, Dr. Christopher Calipé. Thanks so much for coming here, Dr. Cal.
You're welcome. Thank you, Dr. Suzanne. Wonderful to talk to you.
Thank you. Now, why do you also think that we need to take a daily multi?
Well, there's thousands and thousands of studies both on multivitamin use and those people that don't use multivitamins and on people that don't take vitamins that have deficiencies that correlate directly with heart disease, cancer, immune dysfunction. So as a physician, my entire practice, every day, we do blood tests for vitamins and minerals on every single patient. So I can tell you what your vitamin levels are, what your absorptive digestive ability is. I can tell you if the vitamins that you're taking are working, because maybe you're taking only 1,000 units of D and your levels are only 20 when we want to get them up to close to 100. So based upon testing every patient I've ever seen for vitamins and minerals, and we'll do that blood test 3 times a year, I know exactly where people are and where we need to bring them.
That's wonderful. I'm right there with you because I did the same. You know, because most doctors don't do that. Most regular mainstream doctors. And I would say that I would consider you an integrated functional medicine doctor, which use different kinds of labs. So which one do you recommend for the vitamins and nutrients?
Well, every person's insurance is different, but we may use Empire Labs. We might use Metametrics. We might use any of the different labs, just depending upon what insurance the patient has, because we'd like to have their blood work, you know, covered by the insurance.
Of course, of course. So let's start with, like, the nutrients. I know that, you know, in my 50s, what I take now, I definitely didn't take when I was in my 20s. But let's go through our age ranges and talk about what, especially within, like, the 20s, you know, we're just got out of school and working hard. What should we be, what's important for us
then? Typically, what we see in the younger population is your body's somewhat resilient, but because you have millions of new cells dividing and growing every day, your requirement for nutrients is higher because you're metabolically more active. So you're going to go through your B vitamins much more quickly. Calcium, magnesium, potassium, especially if you're doing exercise. Your vitamin D requirements, you know, throughout life are dramatic, you know, dramatically higher than what people typically get. You don't get enough from the sun, per se. So when we do blood tests on people in their 20s, and then that's the key evaluator, we typically have to raise up the B vitamins, calcium, magnesium, potassium, always a good multivitamin as sort of the hub of the wheel, and then we'll add extra vitamin C, extra vitamin D, sometimes a digestive enzyme, but, you know, we do a digestive test to understand your enzyme production called the Heidelberg test. The younger population doesn't have horrible digestion. Sometimes their diet's horrible, but it's mostly the minerals, the B, the C's, the D's.
So the basics are what we're talking about. Now, the vitamin D that, you know, I work a lot on methyl genetics, genetic testing, and finding 75-80% of my population of patients have a vitamin D deficiency because they've got a genetic variant. Do you work with genetics? Yes.
Yep. And the same with B12, by the way, because they don't have C677T to convert into methyl B12. Which is really the only usable form. So, yeah, absolutely. You're 100%
right. Yes,
1,000% right.
Great. That's great to know. Okay, so now
it does run into the 80% of the population that don't methylate the B12. So we want them to, you know, take methyl B12 shots. We teach them how to give themselves the methyl B12 shot.
Right, right. Well, that's great. I actually use a sublingual B12, which works really well. You know what? So many people are having problems by swallowing the pills, so I don't recommend that for those B12s. And there are a lot of great companies that make the B12 and folate liquids now that you can put under the tongue. So let's go into now the 40s. This is like you've been already working hard and you've already started a family. What's important then?
So in the 40s, you start to drop your digestive enzyme production. So we'll always, even in the 30s, we'll test for digestive enzymes, hydrochloric acid. And when we find the lipase that breaks down fat, amylase that breaks down starch, protease, or hydrochloric acid that breaks down proteins, when we see that they're low on this Heidelberg test, we can then put digestive enzymes before each meal. It makes a world of difference because then you break down your foods and your nutrients far better. People have a higher requirement now for the C and the D because we see all of the 40-year-olds, especially when they're stressed out, their DHEA levels are low. We recommend DHEA, 25 milligrams in a vitamin for those people, once, sometimes twice a day. But you seem to need more of the vitamin C, the vitamin D, and minerals. So
I find
these
that
are
in
statistically
the...
what we see.
Right. I find that in the 40s, you're absolutely right about the digestion, you know, because people think I'm going to eat all the great food. But if you're not going to digest and literally break down that food into the smallest level of molecules to be readily absorbed, then you're just basically pooping it out. Now, one of the things that
the doorway to your body.
Exactly. But what I find that people are having a lot of trouble digesting actually fats, proteins, fats, and that they don't make enough bile. Do you recommend, because what I do is I actually recommend phosphatidylcholine to help them literally make more bile. Do you recommend anything else besides that?
Yeah, we do it orally. We also do it intravenously for our patients that have some of the neurologic issues like Parkinson's, MS, Lyme disease, Alzheimer's, and we could talk about stem cells in a minute, but yeah, we always have the phosphatidylcholine on board. We use curcumin, so it's a wonderful, what I would call an orchestration of nutrients based upon the patient's history, exam, and then the blood tests and digestive analysis telling us what to put where. It's like, you know, you can't have a wonderful sound of music if the instruments are not tuned. So you want to put all of those things in the appropriate perspective.
Great, great. Now, okay, let's move into my phase, which is over 50. What are the nutrients that we should all be looking at 50 beyond?
It's a little bit or a lot of everything. Now, digestion is worse. So we need the digestive enzyme, sometimes one or two capsules before each meal. We need magnesium, potassium, calcium to help to stabilize and strengthen muscle function. For some people, we'll even use creatine powder because that helps to stabilize muscle and give a little bit more strength or fullness to the muscle. And we're using that on Parkinson's patients as well because they become very muscle weak. Of course, we test for and correct thyroid naturally, DHEA, testosterone, IGF-1. So again, it's a combination of all. Now, B12 is critically important because people lose that focus concentration. And we know B12, when we get methyl B12 on board, it converts to acetylcholine, which is a very important neurotransmitter, which typically drops down as we age. So we have to support all of our functions. DHEA, critical for women because that can help to make a little bit of testosterone. And women do need testosterone. Their levels need to be between 40 to 60. On a blood test, where men might need to be 600 or 700, but it's a little bit of each of all these things that gives the best result.
I love DHEA because what DHEA is a precursor to the androgens and your female hormones.
Yep.
And I find that, you know, let the body do it, you know, rather than, sure, some people might need the actual testosterone or the estrogen itself. Some women do. But for my body, I find that DHEA and pregnenolone, those two are like gold. It works beautifully.
Hormones, yeah.
Absolutely. Well, goodness, where can they find more about you? What can people find more about you?
Well, the website's www.drcal.net, drcal.net.
Okay. DrCal.net. Oh my God, I'll tell you, when I went on it, there's tons of videos and lots of great information for you to keep yourself healthy and well. Well, thanks so much, Dr. Cal, for being here. This is Dr. Suzanne sharing natural strategies for ultimate health and wellness right here on Radio MD. Stay well.